Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I am pleased to bring to you the fifth and sixth Mishnah of the third parak of Bava Metzia for OU Radio. Mishnah 5 continues with the same theme from Mishnah 4. One who watches two people's items, that is one of each, and there's some doubt about who gave him what. V'chein shnei kelim, echad yafeh maneh, ve'echad maneh yafeh elef zuz. So, let's say you have two people, each one, and they gave two utensils, that is one for each, to a single guardian. One was worth $100, and the other one was worth $1,000. And sadly enough, zeomer yafeh shali, ve'zeomer yafeh shali. Each one says the $1,000 item is mine, the good item is mine. So, noten et katan le'echad mehem, mitoch ha'gadol noten d'mea katan le'sheni, v'hashar yiyeh munach ad she'yavo liyahu. So, one guy gets the $100 cup, the other guy gets $100 out of the sale of the $1,000 cup, or possibly actually a piece of the $1,000 item. I shouldn't say cup, it's a utensil of some sort. And this assumes that the item could be broken up without losing its overall value. But the second person, each one gets back the $100, one an actual item and the other one $100 in cash. And the remaining 900 zuz, or bucks in our case, gets left behind until Eliyahu comes, meaning only prophecy can decide to whom it belongs. And once again, just like in the last Mishnah, previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi doesn't like that. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Im kein mafsid aramai. He says if you do it like that, then the liar has nothing to lose. You might as well just lie and say the $1,000 piece is yours. Rather, nobody gets anything back, and it's all left for Eliyahu to decide, as we described in the previous Mishnah. And now on to the next Mishnah, Mishnah number Vav. So we now get to a new issue. Of course, it's related to the issue of a shomer, and more specifically, of a shomer not being able to give back exactly what was given to him or her, but we'll see for different reasons. Hamathkid peirot etzel chavero, afilu hein avudin lo yigabhem. So someone who deposits fruits into the hands of a shomer, who says to a shomer, you know, you watch my fruit. Even if those fruits will somehow take a loss, meaning probably that they'll rot, he should not sell them. Now, the Mishnah actually says, lo yigabem, it doesn't touch them, but the sense here is that you cannot sell them, even though what the person is actually trying to do is save the fruit from taking a loss. That is, if you loan somebody $100 of oranges to pick up in a week from now, and there's only going to be $95 of oranges left because $5 worth are going to rot, so the guy who was watching over your goods was actually trying to do a favor. He was trying to sell the $100 of oranges right away, and then he could give you back $100 of cash, and he could buy a new set of oranges rather than watch the old ones rot away. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. You leave it as they are, and we'll see why in a second. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Mochran b'fnei beitin, m'pnei shehu k'meshiv aveda liv ba'alim. So Rabbi Shimon says, sell them in front of a court, and that way a fair price can be set up. The court could be making sure that the owner is not taking a loss, since it's like hashavat aveda, or returning one's lost item, because if you let the fruit right away, it's a loss of money. By selling it, it's like you're returning the original lost item. So it turns out that the arguments are really not quite as stark, nor is the Tanna Kamma, who's you know, hands-off rule seems very harsh. I mean, if the guy is going to take a loss and the fruit is all going to rot away, then common sense would tell you should sell it, make the cash, and give the guy back his cash. You're better getting back cash than getting back a whole bunch of rotty fruit. So what we'll see in the Mishnah, in the next Mishnah, I should say, is that there are acceptable and expected losses, and there are unacceptable and unexpected losses. Everybody expects a certain amount of loss to their produce that they deliver to somebody else, whether it's rot or it gets eaten by animals or various other reasons we'll see. So the argument here is, or I should say everybody agrees here that if the losses are going to be large and unacceptable, then everybody agrees you can sell it. That is, if you're going to give a guy $100 worth of oranges, I'm just going to make up a number and it's going to take $50 worth of losses, everybody agrees that's unreasonable, and therefore both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say you can sell it. The real question is, what if it's in this area of a reasonable loss? Let's say, just throwing out a number, 5% of the oranges are going to go belly up. So in that case, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, why should the guy take any loss, sell the items, and give him back the cash? And the Tanakhama, according to the Gemara, says no, because a person prefers to eat their own fruit. It's like, you know, if you worked hard out in the fields gathering up those oranges, so they taste better. They taste better to you. You'd rather have 95 out of 100 of your own oranges that you picked with your own hands than $100 of some next-door neighbor's oranges. And more on this, specifically the ratio of acceptable or unacceptable losses in the next mission.